You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
The opinions that you may hear us express, expressly or otherwise, over the public's airways is in no way to represent the opinions expressed or otherwise by our management, producers, sponsors, or various members of their staffs or their families or few friends.
Nor should these views express the opinions of the broadcasters, the disc jockeys, the salesmen, the program and music directors, and their secretaries and girlfriends and wives and their staff.
Unless, of course, we are willing to assume that we can assume the responsibility that their opinions will not influence anyone else's opinions.
Or their family and friends.
And staff.
Never had so much meaning until this morning. My name's in there, program director and boss and all that stuff. I mean, they should concern themselves with this stuff. I'm sorry. That's not a good way to start. Hi, John Scott. Is in the studio, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi.
I'm Catherine Lake, and we are in for John and Gordy. Dominic, this is going to be a hell of a morning.
I'm excited, guys.
I don't know how to do this anymore. I honestly don't remember how to do this. Do you, John? You've been on the air for many, 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 many years, too, John Scott.
607, the show's in the ditch. Nice.
No, you've been doing it for a long time. You're on it. You're going to help me out, right?
Come on. I got you.
Really?
Yeah.
We have a lot of stuff to get to. And I should start with, again, not John and Gordy. They are still doing afternoons. So grateful to them for jumping in the air chair for afternoons when we had all the big changes. And we're just scrambling to keep them alive and awake to get through to the end of the year. And then we'll see what occurs for the morning show after that.
The thing about reinvention is that it's scary at first.
It is.
But then all the clouds part and it all makes sense later. So we're in the process of reinventing.
Yeah.
So it seems like chaos, but it's actually just a planned evolution.
Oh, I love that. Isn't he good? See, that's
very
why,
good.
That's wow. Why he's our master of marketing.
I was writing that down, actually.
Did so you?
Did
you? Yeah. All right. Well, this is WMDX 92.7 FM, and I'm Catherine Lake. And again, John Scott is joining me today. We are filling in for John and Gordy, who will be here for the afternoon. I have their rundown. I think what we should do is do all of their topics. Instead of them getting to do it this afternoon, they'll have to come up with a whole new... Because I'm not John Peterson. I am not going to spend all day preparing, you know, topics and all the cuts that he puts together. It's such a good show, and I don't have that in me, do you?
Well, when you steal from us, you've stolen twice.
Exactly. I do know they do tell the temperature and the time and stuff like that. Yeah, 6:08 at this point, and yeah, 5 degrees. It is going to be a cold one. As you're thinking about putting your feet on that floor, you might just turn up the temperature in the house before you start your shower. Going to get 14 degrees today. That's about it. 14 for a high. We're heading up there now. Tomorrow, we're going to get up to 29. We're not going to get snow again, maybe till Saturday afternoon into Sunday, perhaps. 25 for high on Saturday. 21 on Sunday. Clear skies, maybe a few clouds here and there. And then it looks like we're going to get some precipitation again, maybe next week. Early in the week. But otherwise, we are just solidly into winter. Welcome to it. 5 degrees at 6:08. Good morning.
Sound just like Gordy there.
Do I? Just a little bit? He's going to do the next one. I'm going to wake his butt up. They think they can sleep in this week. That is, they're sadly mistaken.
Yeah, you going to call him?
We're going to call him. We're going to get them on the phone.
All right.
Other things happening. First of all, Madison Magazine, I missed it. It came in while I was gone for Thanksgiving. It's a beautiful cover. Did you see Madison Magazine? It's all about coffee, my favorite drug. I still take that drug, and I really shouldn't. I think once you hit a certain age, you should be giving up on those things. My mom never did, though.
Are you a coffee snob?
I'm not. I like it strong. I don't like a weak cup of coffee. But Are you? Do you need a grind your own kind of thing?
I've got a...
You do.
Special water resource.
A special water resource.
Bean selection.
You're side-eyeing me like you're not going to tell me the truth. What is it? My sister has a $1,000 coffee machine.
Life's too short to drink bad coffee.
Okay.
The water is separate from the tap. We got a Brita with a filter in it that takes all the nastiness out. So
impurities.
It's nice. The impurities.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that matters. The quality of the water is what makes the difference for you and your coffee.
I mean, we found a place that sells a pound of coffee for $25, but I'm not going there.
No.
It just has to be a little bit better than the gas station.
And you do grind. You
yes.
take the beans home.
Yes.
You wouldn't even deign to grind them there.
Well, I got a semi-automatic thing that grinds it for you.
That's what my sister
dumps
has.
It in, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
That's not worth it. That's like going to Starbucks for me. Going, her machine is like spending time in line at Starbucks. It takes about the same amount of time.
See, that's why I've been going to energy drinks. I know that's not a good idea, but I've recently been fixated on energy drinks, and I feel like I got to stop.
Do not get me started on you and your energy drinks.
Yeah, the Red Bull really gives me wings.
So I heard you say that the other day. Yeah, gives me
true.
Wings.
Do you like Celsius drinks?
I do, actually. Yes, yeah. I do like those as well.
Those are pretty good.
What are those called?
Celsius.
Celsius, yep.
I think I've seen that. Do we have those in our fridge here?
No.
No, okay. We don't. All right. So, welcome to the morning show. Yeah, it is not John and Gordy again. Right now, I think the schedule is kind of they're doing Mondays and Friday mornings and afternoons, and then Tuesday through Thursday afternoons as well. But I'm Catherine. John Scott is here. Dominic, thank goodness, is really in charge this morning because we don't know how to do this. We've got a text to win contest today, John Scott. How are we going to get all this done? I don't know.
We'll figure it out.
That plus, big doings tonight. Godfather of Green Bay. I can't wait for this movie. We're going to talk about that today. Can we wake up Pete, do you think, too?
We might be able to.
Maybe just the last 5 minutes.
Maybe. I mean, he was
minutes.
Here last night. We'll see.
He's still in town, isn't he?
He is. Oh my gosh.
Yes, because, okay, we'll talk about that. And how much time we got? Where are we on this schedule? I can't see a clock in this office.
It's at the top.
Is there a clock in there?
Yep.
Okay. All right. So we're in good shape. We don't have to go anywhere till 20, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. Okay. We're in good shape. So, yes, we'll talk about the movie tonight, Godfather of Green Bay screening, exclusive. And if you haven't got your tickets yet, you may be out of luck, but we'll talk about that in a little bit. And, I've got an old friend calling in today. I think we'll have him on StreamYard, John Scott, to talk about data centers. What is your thought immediately when I say data centers?
Expensive.
Yeah.
Controversial.
Mm.
AI bubble about to pop.
Do you think about Madison?
There are 11 data centers in Madison.
What?
There are 21 data centers in Milwaukee.
What?
There are 43 data centers already in Wisconsin.
Holy smokes. And here I think we're talking about like the first one and we've got already 43. This isn't that big a deal then, evidently.
Got a ton of them.
Unless you don't want it near you. And why might you not want it near you? All these things we can talk about.
Yep.
I want to hear from other people, by the way. Please, Joe, you know, Dick, Mark, don't leave me hanging here this morning. 608-879-8255 is the phone number. Easiest if you use the app. Download the Civic Media app, and you can get all the radio stations that we have. Some of them music, some of them talk. And, yeah, so all that coming up. Ozempic. I want to talk about Ozempic. My sister thought about it. That's one of the things I want to get to this morning. A pharmaceutical win, I think it has been. A boondoggle for some people, but I can't wait to talk about that. And thrifting. My daughter has got me into thrifting like you can't believe. She's 15, right? Turning 16. Oh my gosh, this month. She's turning 16. I'm going to take her on a big thrift binge for her birthday, but that is the latest. Do you thrift?
I do.
You do? Have regularly for years or?
Throwback shirts. Great coats sometimes. Yeah. Thrifting's awesome.
Have you been doing it for a long time? I mean, it took me, you know, my daughter dragging me.
When we were in high school, we were somewhat outliers. I'm from a small farm town in the middle of Iowa. And we didn't want to dress like the farm kids or the other kids. So we would go to big cities like Dubuque.
Oh, yeah.
Well. Or Cedar Rapids.
Yes.
And we would find thrift stores and buy these like wool quadrophenia sort of long coats. And we weren't goth. We just didn't want to dress
Like farm kids, yeah. Which is terrible because farm kids are cool.
We didn't look weird. I don't think we stood out. We really enjoyed the process of shopping and going through the rack and just finding that treasure.
Yeah.
That was fun for us.
Did you raise kids? You have kids?
Yeah.
How many?
Two.
Two. And they're how old now?
22, 23.
Oh, my gosh. So they're grown. Mm-hmm. When they were little, did you thrift with them? Did you? Yeah.
We're going to go to Chicago for Christmas.
Yeah.
Because my daughter lives there. Or my son lives there. My daughter is going to live there next year. And but we'll be together for Christmas, and we'll probably end up at a thrift shop.
I'm telling you, my kid, who's now lived in Chicago and started thrifting there, she was raised there, and we got here 2 years, I can't even tell time anymore. I've been here 2 years, she's been here. She told me with no uncertain terms, thrifting in Chicago, way better than Madison. Hmm. She has not found her thrift source here that she loves.
Hmm. Yeah, there's some good ones in Chicagoland, for sure, yeah.
Yeah, and so on every street corner, it feels like, and quality stuff.
And I know I go to Plato's Closet and Goodwill. Those are my two that I thrift at as well. But is there like specific thrift stores in Chicago, like small local thrift stores?
Yes.
Yes, in the neighborhoods.
Oh, okay.
Yes, not chains. And so Plato's is a chain, and guess what? My kid worked there for a little while.
Really?
Yeah,
oh, wow,
so really? She's burned that bridge. Yeah. Can't go back there to shop. That's probably why she's desperate for finding a location. Oh my gosh, 6:17 already this morning, 5 degrees. If you're just waking up, you're going to want to put on some layers. While I was away for Thanksgiving, it definitely fell. Thanksgiving brought winter to Wisconsin. It wasn't so bad in Seattle. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was void of politics.
Oh, yes.
Drama.
Yes.
Drunkenness.
Nice.
Inappropriateness.
Wow.
And anger.
None of that occurred at
None
your
of that
table.
Happened.
Unbelievable.
It was a miracle, and it was a lot of fun.
I suspect that's kind of a rare story. I bet a lot of people had some troubled times at dinner. We skirted it, but you...
I didn't feel like we needed to skirt. It just sort of didn't happen. Bad things did not happen. And the turkey was amazing.
Unbelievable. You remember that Saturday Night Live sketch? I don't remember the characters' names, forgive me, but there's a character that shows up at Thanksgiving, and if anybody starts to say anything political, she just starts screaming, or, really, you're going to talk about that here? No! Very, very funny. I didn't have to do that either. My brother is a conservative. He's a Republican. He's not a conservative. He's a Republican. He's not a MAGA. He's a Republican. But he voted for and he feels the need to defend Donald Trump. So that became a little bit itchy. We just turned him away from it. Made fun of him. Not Donald Trump. My brother made fun of him.
And he's self-aware enough to take the joke and go with it?
Yeah. He is.
Well, that's how you should do it.
Seriously. When siblings, right? I mean, we're all orphans now. So we've got to stay close. And you got to keep politics out of it. Yeah. You gotta. So, yeah, okay, so we're not John and Gordy. They are going to do the afternoon again. You'll hear them then. It's Catherine Lake and John Scott subbing in this morning. I hope we hear from you today. Good morning.
You can get mountain grown or grind your own coffee. Robert Young's at the door, telling you to drink more coffee. Need a cup, need a cup, need a cup. Coffee.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
What's trending? What's trending? You can ask me what's trending. What's trending?
It's a whole different deal being on this side of the microphone, John Scott. It's a whole different deal. I'm usually lying in bed listening to the guys at this point. John
now
and
look
Gordy.
At you.
No, I can't even. I'm surprised they aren't calling and just mocking me. incessantly for blowing this. I'm Catherine. This is John Scott sitting with me. Thank goodness. He is our marketing guru for the entire company of Civic Media and a fan of WMDX. And so he agreed to sit with me this morning while we fill in for John and Gordy, who are still Herculeanly taking over the entire radio station, the entire network for that matter, doing afternoons for us. And I'm grateful for you to tune in. Give us a call if you feel like it. 608-879-8255. Don't leave me hanging here. We need, right, John? We need to talk to people that talk to John and Gordy regularly. For instance, like Matt in Middleton, who thank goodness is saying hello this morning. Hi, Matt.
Good morning, guys. For an alternative to coffee, may I suggest one packet of black tea, heavy in caffeine, one packet of decaf green tea, put that in a cup with some hot water, add a little local Wisconsin honey,
ooh,
you're good to go.
That
smart.
Sounds
just as
nice.
Good, and you won't have any heartburn.
No heartburn. See, that's the thing. This is all
it
new
is.
To me. Oh, my gosh. I hit a certain age, Matt, and I will tell you it's 60. And suddenly all these little things that I never heard of are happening to me. I don't get it.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be 50 next year, and I switch to black tea, and I don't get the heartburn, and I still get the energy. So
And you still get the fun ritual of creating a drink.
Indeed.
In the morning.
But I did want to make a point about and ask the question to any parents out there right now with young people. You know, I grew up in the 80s, and I remember when video games became a thing and how difficult it was for my parents to pry me away from them to focus on the hour and a half to 2 hours of homework I would have on each day. So I would typically only get about 40 minutes of it done, right?
Mm.
Today, I'm seeing a lot of stuff online where teachers are complaining about kids who can't even put together a 5-sentence paragraph. They can't read, they can't write, they want everything done for them. And it's my belief that technology is a big part of that. I dated someone recently, they had two young people, and the young boy had much more trouble with it than his sister. Always on a tablet, always complaining. He had to do one assignment that wasn't very difficult, and he had a temper tantrum over it. And he was the age of like 11 at the time, I think.
Yeah.
So what do people do about that? Because nowadays you have all that attention-seeking, distractionary, you know, movies, games, whatever, all on your phone. And we've given it to young people.
We've handed it
Southeast
over.
Southeast Asia. Well, Southeast Asia is successful because they practice discipline and they're good at limiting young people's exposure to things. Whereas here in America, if it makes profit, just do it.
Don't give it
worry
to the
about
kids.
The
yeah.
Harm.
No,
yeah.
We focus on that. We focus on what we can get to whom as young as humanly possible. Cigarettes. Alcohol, internet, phones. You're absolutely right, Matt. Thank you. That's a great, great idea to talk about that, too, because I've got a 15-year-old. Thank you again, Matt, who is totally addicted. And we handed it to this child when they were 9 years old. Nine, during the pandemic. Get out of the house. Get out of the house. Go for a walk. Get out of the house. Go for a walk. Oh, take this. Don't go too far. Take this so I can always reach you. And it had to be, I couldn't give her, God bless it, why didn't we give them a flip phone? But instead we gave them the internet to carry around. I didn't get a television in my bedroom when I was growing up. I mean, we can make all the comparisons, but this is a whole different era.
Yeah. I had a TV in my room when I was
you
a
did.
Kid.
You did?
Yeah. A big one.
A big one?
Yeah. You know, it was
with
a
tubes.
Thousand years ago, but
thousand
you know,
pounds.
It was a pretty big TV, not as big as the one in our studio, which is... I think a 70-inch screen.
I think so.
But
yeah.
But I had jobs, worked at a pizza place, and saved up and got myself a TV.
Oh, you bought it for yourself?
Yes.
And we're growing up without cable, right? We had four channels. Yeah. It's a different ball game altogether. 608-879-8255. I'm Catherine, and John Scott is guest hosting with me for John and Gordy. And thank you so much for tuning in and not tuning out, because I know you're waiting for them. And they'll be back this afternoon for sure. So stick around. Mark's calling in. Mark, good morning. Thanks for saving us.
No problem, Kathy. Pleasure to talk to you. You were talking about thrifting earlier.
Yeah.
Probably the best deal I ever ran into, the St. Vinny's up here in Prairie du Sac is pretty good. The best deal I ever ran into is I found a wool hunting coat, you know, one of the big, you know, that the old red plaid ones, insulated, you know, button-up thing, you know, then, you know, no holes in it, you know, no moth-eaten thing. It's probably got to be, had probably put from vintage of the 1960s, paid $5 for it.
Oh, my gosh.
While I was standing in line, a guy offered me $15 for it.
Just to take it out of your hands.
Just to take it out of my hands. And talking about you know, morning drinks, my mother used to drink this thing called, and I would drink it occasionally too, called Postum, which was a toasted, I had to look it up, it was some kind, I knew it was some kind of toasted grain thing.
Yeah, yeah.
It was toasted wheat bran and molasses kind of toasted together, and you blend it up, and it tastes, you know, it's a warm beverage in the morning. I mean, that,
yeah.
I don't know if I'd switch it to, it's okay. You know,
I'm ready to make a switch. I need a new one. I like that idea. Thanks so much. 608-879-8255. This is WMDX. We're going to do some more of this. All right, it's getting there. We're almost done, John. It's 6:35. We've been at this for 35 minutes, and I'm already exhausted.
You out of gas already?
I'm already out of gas. I don't know how John and Gordy do this. Dominic, I don't know how it's done. I've forgotten how to do this. This is crazy.
We got
to
pick her up.
Okay, I'm Catherine. This is John Scott. We are in for John and Gordy, who will be doing the afternoons again for us today. Thank goodness for John and Gordy. Thank goodness. They are handling so much this month, and we're in a big transition period, and I'm grateful that you are all sticking with us. Please do stick around. Keep with Civic Media and WMDX in particular here in Madison. We're putting some stuff together, and it takes time. It takes time to build and rebuild, and if you're not growing, you're dying.
Try and look at it this way. A city is an infinite experiment. It changes every day. Something's different every day. People from different walks of life, from different places every day. Cities are complicated, and so is doing this and figuring out how to talk to folks and how to talk to them in the right way, in a way that they wish to be spoken to. And that's what we're working out.
That's what we're working
out. It's a task in progress.
That's exactly right. So we're in for John and Gordy today. 608-879-8255 is the phone number. We're trying to keep things a little bit normal. And one of those things is to speak with Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils, who I adore. I'm so glad you're still part of the morning show when I'm doing this darn thing. Thank you.
I'm, man, I don't think I've ever been introduced as normal.
Well, that may be not right. That may be inaccurate. Tim
Slecker. I appreciate the nod to normality.
Yeah.
You know, it's something I potentially strive for.
Have you met John Scott, our marketing guy?
You know, we had a conversation, I think, John, it was maybe 6-8 months ago. I was still in Ohio, getting ready to make this transition to Pennsylvania. So, we had good conversation. Boy, talking to people the way they want to be talked to.
Mm. Do you do that?
I try, and I was just thinking of a great parallel, potentially. My daughter, who's 22, and graduating college, the communication between father and daughter, that's truly an example of admitting to yourself that if I continue to talk my way, we will never communicate ever again.
We will never understand each other.
Fair.
Well, you're trying to pick up her lingo, her language, or
it's, you know what it is? It's one of those, you know, it's like, okay, any type of quote advice, wisdom, guidance, she's not down for that. You know?
Yeah, that ended at 15, didn't it? Not at 22.
Yeah, you know, but I'm saying what's interesting now though is you know, and I just started finally getting into learning how to talk to her, and now she's shifting
again.
You know, because occasionally she acknowledges that I might be on to something
now. Okay.
Now.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know,
she got educated, you know, she got educated. So now she knows her dad knows a few things.
But what's interesting, and I don't know if you guys know, you can look at her face and see that she's struggling herself with going, I don't want to hear my father, but I can right now. And it's bothering her that at this point she's now making the, like, oh my God, this guy makes sense.
Did you hear in the studio adjacent our producer's studio, Dominic, when you said she doesn't need it? You're like, yep. He is 22. So he absolutely is totally empathetic with your daughter.
It's very relatable. Yeah. Very relatable. Yep.
So your daughter does not respect your academic bona fides and sure, you know, she respects,
no, John,
your
what I'm,
successes.
What I'm saying is now is she's actually giving me the sense of going, maybe dad knows a little bit of some things and I might want to pay attention. Now, is that, though, again, communication, right? It pushed me, though, into realizing that I need to not know everything.
Yes.
I need to, and I think this is what we're talking about here. I need to approach anybody with a sense of, like, I want to hear what you're thinking. I have some ideas, but hey, let's have a conversation instead of me telling you what I think you should do and what I think about these things, because I think, and we say that for any conversation, mm-hmm. You know, if we start telling people things, I think the instant reaction is to potentially go, well, who the heck are you to tell me something? And I think a lot of our conversations fall flat when we just approach it as, hey, look, I'm here to deliver wisdom, you know, the most amazing things you've ever seen. So just sit back and take it in.
It's such a hard skill. What you're talking about is a very difficult skill in parenting. A friend of mine who I've brought on the air because she's so flipping smart, Mary, Dr. Mary Walden, she is a doctor of clinical social work. So she does therapy with young people a lot. And she says, well, all you have to do is just ask questions. And it's so hard because I want to say is, well, when I was your age, this is what I did. And I'm going to save you from all of that. And it doesn't work that way.
No, it doesn't work that way. And I said it. And so maybe what John was talking about, and, you know, the move, well, I don't want to say move, but, you know, trying to figure this out is sometimes the figuring it out is actually letting go of what we think we know.
Right.
And being much more in a position. You know, that's what we say. And we've tried, Johnny, you know, and I try to do this on Busted Pencils all the time. In fact, we made the show. We said, look, we know a lot about what we're talking about. We're educated educators talking education. But if we want people to potentially hear what we're saying, we said, let's turn this show into a conversation with my neighbor, you know, because it's actually my neighbor who is either potentially going to act and do something or shut down and go away and not listen. And so when we're talking about education issues like that, you know, what I've always said is, I just really want my neighbor to go, I didn't know that.
Ah, nice.
And, you know, oh my God, I didn't know that, Tim. Let's talk. Come on over. I got a six pack of beer. And tell me why the headline in, you know, the Wisconsin Examiner that says 1/3 of kids, early childhood kids, can't read. Tell me why I shouldn't be as worried as that headline makes me feel.
Right. Tim Slecker, Busted Pencils, airs Saturday, 6 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Saturdays on WMDX. Tim Slecker, thank you for being with us this morning. John Scott is also in the studio. John, you have two kids. You had to get them through schools, all kinds of schools.
Well, I think Tim's on to something. Conversation, communication involves empathy. It involves reading the room. If you're face-to-face with someone, it's noting signals and facial expressions and cues. If you're talking to someone that you can't see, it's tone and tempo. And just talking at someone is not really communicating with them. It's you have to ask open-ended questions. So like for a kid, so they don't just go no.
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
How was your day?
Yeah. That never works. All right. Tim knows that. Communicating with a kid is a challenge, but I think if you have empathy and if you're a really good listener, you got a fighting chance.
You know what, though? And that's it, the listener. And that's the part is to, you know, it's almost like an anxiety thing. It's like, no, resist the urge to interject. You know, sit back, hold tight, deal with the anxiety of not being able to say what you want to say, and just listen. That's hard. You know, especially when, let's be honest, when you probably do know a little bit more.
probably
do have a little bit more of an insight and some knowledge. And so the ability to not correct, to not interject, that's tough. You know, and I'd say the same thing here when we're talking to our neighbors or listener in the car or, you know, somebody in the morning drinking their coffee, it is and in this case, you know, I can't see the listener out there on the radio. I don't know how they're doing. And so, you know, I think moderating between here are the points I'm making and then also being potentially asking myself questions and like, well, Johnny and I do is, you know, we push on each other and go like, well, and you know, Johnny be like, Tim, wait a minute.
It sounds just like that too.
Yeah. And I'm like, you know, and so I got to sit back, shut my mouth and let him kind of interject and go like, what are you talking about? And so, yeah, you know, conversation,
it's a tool.
It's a tool and it's fun.
And a skill.
You know, I've just had more and more though too, this, you know, the conversation with my daughter who, you know, she's going to graduate from college here in December. And, it's interesting because she's now, yeah, she's transitioning into going, okay, so what's next? And, you know, at 18 and 19, when she was a freshman and sophomore in college, you know, what next was, you know, she knew for sure. And I couldn't say a darn thing, but now it's interesting. She's kind of getting the like, oh man, maybe
she's about to face a bunch of doors, right? So which one do I open, Dad? I mean, at least give me a hint.
and this is, you know, we know college graduates right now coming out are facing an incredibly tough job market. You know, it's anxiety provoking. They're seeing the news, they're hearing about it. So, you know,
yeah.
I don't know. Lots going on. And it's so anyway, so I'm trying to help her with that. And And this is, you know, again, what we do. So what does it mean? How do you get ready and move yourself into this transition moment?
It is a transition. And is she going to go to graduate school, do you think? Or do you...
Well, and you know, that's what we're talking about now. Is it graduate school? You know, she's a wildlife studies, natural resources major. What's the job market look like right now for that? And you know, the other thing is, holy crap, what does it mean in this age? As I'm about to graduate, everybody's using AI. Should I be using it?
Oh no, not the AI thing. Oh, Tim Slecker, we're going to have to continue this. We have another minute or two with you after this, will you?
Absolutely.
He does Busted Pencils with Johnny Lupinacci on Saturdays, 6A and 3P. You can hear their podcast. It is excellent. Stick around. We'll do more.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. WMDX. Well, I hear that music. I think I'm just going to wait, and then John and Gordy are going to be on the air, and it's going to be awesome. I can't wait to hear what they're going to say next. Only it's not them this morning.
They'll be around later.
They'll be around later. It's John and Gordy all day, all the time on WMDX right now. But no, for a little while longer. Just give us a little time. We're working on it. We're working on the whole thing. We're going to get it all fixed up. I'm Catherine Lake, meanwhile. John Scott is also sitting with me. Thank you so much for getting up this morning.
Appreciate you having me. Thank you.
Appreciate you being here. Couldn't have done it without you. 608-879-8255 for those who want to join the conversation, 879-TALK. Little business here. Don't want to forget several things. You just heard that the text to win is happening. Oh my gosh, it's on. And I have the next word that I will be telling you after 7 o'clock. So you're going to want to stick around for that. I'll give you a hint. It's fast. That's all I'm going to tell you. So that is going to be in the 7 o'clock hour. And this is going to be, as you heard, a lot of really good prizes. And so when I give you that text to win word, you'll text it in to 608-879-8255. Easiest with the app, by the way, which is free to use and to download. And then you could get into winter, win all these great prizes, which I'll tell you about at 7 o'clock. So there's that. Also, tonight, if you haven't yet heard about this, The Godfather of Green Bay is screening at the Atwood Music Hall tonight. And this is a movie made by Pete Schwabe, our Nightlight host. And you might have seen the movie. It's been out for 20 years. It's their anniversary. He made a real film, John Scott.
Pretty awesome.
Pretty awesome. And a dollar of each of these $10 tickets is going to go to the Dane County Humane Society. So hopefully you will have already purchased your tickets. But if you haven't, $10, get to the atwoodcenter.com, I believe. Theatwoodmusichall.com for your tickets. And we'll see you there. Pete's going to be there. He's here in town. He'll be doing a show live from here tonight, I believe, or maybe he's doing a repeat tonight, right?
I think he's doing a repeat.
Best of. Yep. So he can be there at 6 o'clock with us. Well, we're very excited. So I hope you get over there to the Atwood tonight.
John and Gordy will be there too.
John and Gordy are going to be introducing the place, introducing the show. So we're very excited about all of this tonight. It's going to be a long day for us. We're going to be there as well. And poor Dominic. All right. So let's finish up. We've hung on to, thank goodness, Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils. Mm. Educated Educators Talking Education with Busted Pencils on Saturdays at 6 a.m. and 3 p.m. Their podcast is also available at civicmedia.us all the time and on WMDX.com, as a matter of fact, WMDXradio.com. So, Tim, thanks for sticking around.
Yeah, I appreciate being there. I actually love doing this every Thursday morning.
You do?
Yeah, it's just fun to be able to, you know, talk and share some of the things that are going on with Busted Pencils and or, you know, John typically will bring like, Tim, I just saw this. Help me figure out what this means.
Exactly. You know? He does and, a little research. He prepares for you.
You know, so we talk about those things that are said, you know, what is it that when an education type of issue comes up, you know, what's really being said? And I think that's what we try to do, you know, on Busted Pencils, as you said, Saturdays. But, you know, the podcast drops Monday, Wednesday, Friday, too, where we have, you know, Monday we take it from a homeroom approach, you know, welcome to the week. Every Wednesday, class is in session. We, you know, try to, quote, teach a little bit. Friday, producer Jacob is amazing. He's kind of taken over Fridays. And Jacob interviews Johnny and me every Friday for Producer's Choice.
Nice.
Kind of surprises us. And as he says, Tim and Johnny, thank you for agreeing to be guests on your own show.
Way to go, Jacob, huh?
You know,
don't try it, Dominic. Don't try it.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun, and we are now, as Jacob said, the 12 busted days of Christmas or something.
Are you doing that?
You know, so it's good stuff. But no, Saturday. In fact, you know, if you're out there, we do, and I hinted at this in the first segment. Wisconsin Examiner published a piece this week that points out that education in Wisconsin, well, literacy specifically, the headline, Wisconsin School Literacy Reports identify 36 or more than one third of students are at risk for not being able to read.
Oh, don't right? tell me this.
Well, and
come on, John, Tim, I'm 60 years old. I've been hearing this story for 50 years.
Well, that's another good way to kind of look at it and going like, haven't I heard this before?
I'm just saying. You know,
10 years ago, 20 years ago, at what point are these non-readers going to tank the world? Because aren't they now officially in charge of things?
Yeah. The ones who couldn't read when I was a kid. Yeah, those guys.
But actually, that's a good thing. A catastrophe story is typically not really what's happening, but it gets us going. It gets us reading. It gets us talking. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And you say so, I mean, yeah, the world is about to fall apart, particularly when it comes to education. Yeah, I said this in 1983, which is where this really, really started. If anybody remembers, A Nation at Risk was published.
Oh,
A Nation at Risk said education in America is about to claim our economic engines, everything. Guess what?
The
1983, I was one of those kids that put us at risk. And now at 59, did I cause the fall
All right,
of
yes,
America?
I blame I you. Know. I blame you, Tim. Everything's your fault. Tim Slecker, Busted Pencils. Hear them Saturdays at 6 and 3. And and the podcast. So thank you, Tim. Appreciate you being
no
here.
Problem.
John and Gordy, this afternoon, in for them right now. I'm Catherine Lake, and John Scott's here too. Good morning.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.